This is St. Louis Public Radio. For more than 50 years, Lincoln Duguid worked as a successful researcher and inventor at his chemical company on South Jefferson Avenue in St. Louis. But it was his formula for community engagement that left a lasting impact on countless African-American youths in the 1950s and 60s. Louis Duguid, who has written a book about his father and other African-American businessmen of South Jefferson, tells St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard that they were role models who inspired a generation.
The kids who came to the company and to the other black businesses on the block, they had their problems, they had their issues, but they got the kind of instruction, the training, the mentoring from not only Dad but the other black men on the block that helped to build them into good, solid citizens.
So part of your message is to today's generation of youngsters, is it not?
Absolutely. And to adults. I think that what we've seen in the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s is adults separating themselves from young people and the role that they need to play in young people's lives. And as adults have pulled back, we see cities that are more and more distressed. It's why the Black Lives Matter movement began to try to make Black Lives Matter again. Well, they matter if adults, not just parents, not just teachers, but all adults get engaged in the lives of young people, not to do the wagging finger or to rain down on them like Zeus, but to provide the mentorship and the instruction and the guidance that young people crave so badly.
Pronounce your name for me.
Sure, it's Duguid.
Duguid.
Right. Drop the first I and the last U and you're there.
Okay, so I have mispronounced it now about three dozen times today.
It happens.
But the chemical company was pronounced.
It's Duguid. And part of the reason Dad did that is that he said no one would ever be able to pronounce our last name, and it's catchy enough to stick with people.
Talk about how your father came to start his own chemical company in the first place. He didn't set out to do that.
No, Dad, like a lot of African-Americans born at the turn of the last century, this would have been his 100th birthday year, was very interested in going to college. His dad was a brakeman for the Norfolk and Western Railroad, and he insisted on his kids getting a college education. So Dad went to West Virginia State, a historically black college, along with his brothers, and then he went to get his PhD from Cornell. So while he was at Cornell, he did groundbreaking research on developing different treatments for malaria, and he did groundbreaking research in developing the agent that helps plastic to be the plastic that we know today. And if he were the owner of that, he would have been a billionaire. So he decided that instead of going to work for another company that would take his intellectual property, he would go to work for himself. Dad also was a very fair-complected African-American, and he was told when he went to apply for jobs after getting his Ph.D. that he would be hired as someone who was white, and he would have to pass for white, and that was, for him, a hill too far.
What do you hope people take away from your book?
I would love for young people to be able to read this book and see what someone who had everything stacked against him was able to accomplish nevertheless and to be successful. I would really love for adults to see what can be accomplished by just being engaged in the lives of young people and see, I can do that.